every single night.
And I'm back for the first time since then. I'm standing on your street. There's a letter left on your doorstep, and the first thing that you read is when you think Tim McGraw. I hope you think my favorite song. Turn Houston radio on. I hope it takes you back to that place when you think happiness. I hope you think that little black dress. Think of my head on your chest and my old faded blue jeans when you think Tim McGraw. Those Georgia stars shine that night. I said that's a lie.
Absolutely, I just loved school, and I'm so glad that I got to go to high school. All the kids were so nice. I wasn't weird for the first time. Woo! They didn't really think much of it, that I wanted to be a singer. On the first day of ninth grade, walking into high school, first class that I went to, I sat next to this girl. She had red hair, and we became friends immediately, just because I think we were the most cynical people in English class.
We just kind of understood each other, and we were bitter about the same things. We were happy about the same things. We had the same goals, and we really hit it off.
She became the person that I would play all my songs for after I'd written them.
I truly, truly appreciate those moments. And when she wants to play something new for me, that's my favorite time to witness her doing what she loves, is when she's just raw.
I would go over to her house, like, and we'd sit in her room and I'd play it for her. She was like a huge cheerleader.
I'll compliment her to no end, and she acts just so shocked. And she'll just look at me and be like, really? Thank you. Thank you so much. She's just so grateful.
I wanted to write a song about what both of us went through. Abigail and I were 15. We were freshmen in high school. And, you know, you're just navigating this huge world.
Being 15, 16, those are some of the hardest years as a girl. I mean, that's when you're developing and trying to figure out who you are. And
you're the tiniest little minnow in this huge ocean that is high school. And you learn lessons. You learn a lot of them the hard way.
Take a deep breath and you walk through the doors. It's the morning of your very first day. Say hi to your friends you ain't seen in a while. Try and stay out of everybody's way. It's a freshman year and you're gonna be here for the next 4 years in this. Senior boys will wink at you and say, you know I haven't seen your eyes before. Cause when you're 15, somebody tells you they love you, you gotta take it in. This is life before you know who you are. We sit in class next to red-eyed Abigail. Soon enough, your best friends. Laughing at the other girls who think they're so cool. We'll be out of here as soon as we can.
I remember when I played Abigail the song for the first time, it was just a guitar vocal. She was just blown away.
I couldn't believe it. And it was very touching, and it still is to this day.
It's a very personal story of hers that gets told in that song. It's really raw and real.
Everybody asks me, does that make you uncomfortable? And not in the least, because looking around in the audience and seeing people relating to the song, that's all I ask for.
Bigger dreams of mine. And Abigail gave everything she had to a boy who changed his mind. And we both cried.
I'm honored that she would want to talk about me and something that I've experienced. And what better than to put in a song and share with millions of people.
It was one of my favorite things about that song is that she's so proud that maybe her story can help other girls to make the right decisions.
Look before you fall.
You know, like the song says, just look before you fall.
Can heal most anything, and you just might find who you're supposed to be. I didn't know who I was supposed to be.
A lot of the songs on my first record have little hints of high school inspiration. You Belong With Me, which is about, you know, feeling inferior to the coolest girl in school because she's a cheerleader and she's awesome, and you're just like, hey, you know? I mean, for me, like, I think that I learned so much from just sitting there and feeling everything in high school. And Teardrops on My Guitar, which is a complete confessional that you're in love with someone. Once upon a time, there was this guy. And I was like, talking about this guy in school, and let's just write the name into the song. And this guy used to sit next to me in class. I started naming people in my songs when I started to, you know, have bigger crushes on people.
I was like, you need to walk up to him right now and let him know how you feel, who you are.
Okay, confession. I had the biggest crush on this guy. And, well, He didn't even know I existed. But every day, just like clockwork, this guy would come into class. And every day, just like clockwork, this guy would sit down next to me. And sometimes, he would even talk to me about his girlfriend. So I never told this guy that I liked him. But I did write a song about him. So I think he knows now. With Drew, everybody knew who that one was about.
He won't see. I couldn't believe it. This was the first time I'd ever seen her go this personal with a song.
I laugh because it's just so funny.
With Drew, he actually showed up in my driveway like a year and a half later. I don't know. Sometimes it gets awkward.
Yeah, that was really awkward. I think she was shocked.
And we were like, wow, who thought that was gonna happen?
So I drive on the line as I turn out the light. I'll put his picture down and maybe.
Releasing a new album, you just go nuts with your schedule. You just go crazy.
Craziest week of my life.
When it was time for the Fearless album to be released, we both looked at each other and realized that she just was living her dream.
Today
was crazy. Like, we literally woke up at 4:45 and then got up, hair and makeup for Good Morning America, and went to Good Morning America, sound check, did all the performances for that, did the interview for that. And then left and went to MTV. I did like all these news interviews and stuff. Hey Trisha, I love you and I just want to say happy birthday. And then went to WPLJ.
Taylor Swift.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. This is awesome. My new album Fearless is out today and I'm so excited.
And after that, we went to David Letterman, and that's the first time I've ever played there, so it was really cool. I was so excited about Letterman. It was such a fun show, and it was fun playing Fearless acoustic. Now I am on a plane, and I'm about to go home, and I'm going to go buy my CD. At midnight of my album being released, I was at the Hendersonville Walmart.
11:59, and we're going to go buy the album, and I'm really excited.
And there were a bunch of people there, and we all just were so excited.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. Thank you so much.
And they were all buying the album, and I was buying the album.
You did a great job.
We worked really hard on this.
Yep. Good job.
And it's real.
It's just, it's crazy to think that, you know, I have a CD out in all these stores, and that a bunch of people would show up and buy the album with me. It was a really fun experience. I won't forget it.
But I love you so much. Thank you for being here, for me buying my second CD. First midnight, I love you.
Now I finally am not in, I'm not doing anything anymore. I'm on a plane. This day is over, and it has been the longest day ever. Album came out, it sold 596,000 in the first week, and I was really happy about that. Considering the first record, I was like freaking out about selling 39,000 in the first week. Selling 596,000 in the first week was quite an improvement.
Shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. He's got a one hand feel on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. I look around, turn the radio down. He says, baby, is something wrong? I say nothing, I was just thinking how we don't have a song. And he says, our song is a slam of screen door. Sneak it out, ain't talking on you. The front door steps after everything that day. I've gone all wrong, I've been trampled on and lost and thrown away. Got to the hallway, well on my way to my left and back. Almost didn't notice all the roses and the note that said, our song is a slave of screen door. Sneaking out, ain't tapping on your window. When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, cause it's late. Don't know, our song is the way you left. First date, man, I didn't kiss her and I should have.
Welcome to Taylor Swift's Journey to Fearless.
I could never have imagined how those 13 songs would change my life.
Taylor's drive and determination pays off as Fearless becomes the top-selling album 2 years straight.
Wow! Who thought that was gonna happen?
You know, people will ask me, like, when did you know, that she had made it?
2009 was a pretty good start.
And finally, the Entertainer of the Year nominees are Kenny Chesney.
Kenny!
Brad Paisley. George Strait. Taylor Swift.
That was a good year. And then one Grammy for Album of the Year. When I was 20.
Watch as Taylor Swift transforms her Fearless album into her first headlining tour.
This comes out during Love Story, and it's going to be projected where these look like castles.
Welcome to the Fearless Tour 2010.
She was the youngest person ever to win a Grammy for Album of the Year.
Building the dream as Taylor takes us on her journey to Fearless.
I can't help myself.
Was a fairy tale, you were the prince. I used to be a damsel in distress. You took me by the hand and then you picked me up at six. The day was a fairy tale.
That I've found fascinating in life. I love costume changes. I love sparkles. I love glitter. I love the element of surprise. Those are all things that I wanted to bring together and put on that stage. I had been dreaming about doing my first headlining tour, I think, since I was 4 years old. The stage for the Fearless Tour was something that I spent a lot of time designing with Jonathan Smeaton, my stage designer. I wanted the stage to be part of the picture and part of the visual, not just something we were standing on. My stage was built in a warehouse in Nashville, and pulling up to see it for the first time felt kind
kind of like being dropped off on the first day of school.
So excited.
I was a nervous wreck.
Nobody seen anything, right?
I had always wanted to put together a show that incorporated theater and storytelling and the songwriting and what I saw in my head when I was writing these songs.
I'm actually nervous.
You too?
I have like butterflies in my stomach.
We did the best we could.
Okay. That's the end of the story. Yeah, that's fine.
That's not the deal.
Yeah, that's like what it's fine. It's good.
I walked in and saw it.
What?
That's huge.
Are you even
this
serious?
This is giant. And it was glorious.
That's what it'll be. That is so rocking.
When Taylor first laid eyes on that stage for the first time, it was like opening a present Christmas morning, the biggest present she's ever had.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. You want to go up? Yeah.
Do you guys want to do the loop?
It was this pristine, sparkling white stage with staircases and all these different shapes, and you could project different visuals onto the stage.
This comes out during Love Story, and it's going to be projected where these look like castles, right?
And so we've been able to turn this whole thing into a story.
Yeah, I like it.
Alright,
this is it.
Happy?
Yeah. I don't think that I ever expected I would be on a big stage like this when I started out. This is pretty giant.
I could fall off of this and die, which is awesome.
Can I please see you put your hands in the air?
Like to take you back in time. I wanted the dancers on this tour because, not because I really wanted too much choreography or because I wanted this to be like a dance show. I wanted this to be a show where I could tell a story using other people.
Come on, guys.
I'm really excited. Today we auditioned the dancers.
We decided that we wanted to make the audition an open call for anyone so that anybody could audition.
We were both young when I first saw. Close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there.
Get your attention just for a minute. If we can get everybody to line up over here, let's put the guys over here.
There were 3 days of auditions for the dancers.
First thing we're doing is the choreography from Love Story, the music video. That'll be the first thing we do.
Right now, we're about to go check out the dancers. They're all at callbacks, so we have to pick six, three guys and three girls. And I'm really excited.
Like, really think about that. There's no country artist. This is huge. This is really big that she's bringing dancers on tour. Taylor's pushing the envelope here. Like, big time pushing the envelope. And I think that's amazing. You're going to check across from each other, touching each other's wrists. Yeah? Walk, walk, triple step. Walk, walk, triple step throughout this whole dance. Cool? Super easy. That's the timing. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow.
Hey!
Hey!
I'm Taylor. Nice to meet you.
Come on, for you. So why don't we go ahead and just get started? So we'll get everybody back there. Ready? And... Three and 27. Cool. Everybody else, step to that side.
Auditioning the dancers, we all just kind of had a vibe about a few of them right off the bat.
We were about to bring the dancers in, and they know that they've got the job. They just think they're going to get another call back. So we're going to just kind of welcome them onto the tour for the summer. I'm excited.
I just wanted to say welcome to the tour. Thank you so much for coming.
Hang on 1 second, Ma. Someone wants to talk to you.
Hey. I just wanted to say hi. I'm Taylor. I'm taking your son on tour this summer.
I'm officially on tour with Taylor Swift.
I will see you guys on the road.
With the dancers ready, it was time for the Fearless Tour rehearsals to begin. Rehearsing for the Fearless Tour took about a month. Rehearsal is really important because you're working on blocking, wardrobe, audio. It's kind of like tour boot camp.
When I went like that, like white confetti from the ceiling, like the treatment to this song is like I'm marrying the wrong guy.
You guys want to do this?
During rehearsal, you really get a chance to iron out all the kinks. Like, for example, the smoke machine.
Sort of a volcanic eruption up here. And I messed up the piano in a gorgeous, heinous way. So.
There's nothing better than watching hard work pay off. For the Fearless Tour to hit the road. Putting together a tour, you're providing jobs for about 150 people. You've got those people touring with you, setting up catering, driving trucks, driving buses, the band, the dancers, the crew, everybody who builds that stage, puts it together, the carpenters, wardrobe. You have people in the production office, people who work with the promotions company. It's a big contraption. Finally, the moment we were all waiting for. Stepping on stage in front of all of you, my amazing fans. Before the opening night in Evansville, Indiana, we were just all so nervous. The band, I kept running through every single cue, every single lighting cue, every single drum hit in my head, just trying to make sure that I could remember everything. It's a 2-hour production, so making sure that you remember everything is key.
Thank you.
do a cross arena trek. And I wish that I had some sort of counter on my feet that could tell me how many miles we have walked, all for the purpose of surprising the audience and me popping up in the back of the arena. There are like a lot of super fans who know that we do it, and they don't know where we're gonna end up, but they'll like be scouring the entire concourse for us. We make the walk every night through the back tunnels and passageways of the arena, up elevators, up staircases, into suites. We hide in snack bars. And it's really funny because, like, a lot of times there will be, like, a group of people waiting for us. We kind of bring the show right there to them, like, 6 inches from them. So it's really a fun moment. When we pop out, it's really, really cool. The reaction is just utter surprise, and there's a moment where, like, I'll walk out and one person will notice it, screams, and screams ignite everywhere. And it's really cool.
Going out into the crowd for Taylor is what she needs to do during a show to feel that connection with her audience. It's hard for her to just stay on the stage.
It's just really fun because, like, there are all these little kids, and there's all these cute guys, and there are all these girls that are just like me, and I don't know, I love those people so much, and getting to go out there and tell them that, like, look them in the eye and tell them that, or I'll give them my bracelets and stuff. It's just really fun. It's my favorite part of the night.
I think that she looks at them and sees these looks on their faces, and she has to get closer.
There are a lot of guys that look like football players who would not necessarily have bought Fearless, but they know all the words, and it makes me so happy listening to them, like, sing, like, she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts. Like, I love that. There's a B stage at the end of the arena. So part of the show, the best seat in the house are what you used to think were the worst seats in the house. Switcheroo. See what we did there? And now
way to the back of the arena. I wanted there to be something for the crowd to watch so that they wouldn't be just like sitting there in silence. I wanted there to be some sort of funny little video.
Tonight, we examine a crime unlike any I've seen in my entire career.
And so we created this video called Crimes of Passion that's a crime show, a spoof crime show, about all of the guys I've written songs about complaining about how their lives have been changed by me writing songs about them.
You know, I walk down the street, I hear people say, Drew walks by me. I try to start up a conversation with someone. Drew talks to me. You see what I'm saying?
Some of the people were actually the actual guys who inspired the songs.
Well, yeah, you know, people forget that I was actually the very first victim of a Taylor Swift song. Now, everywhere I go, it's like everybody knows my name. It's sort of like I've been plucked from obscurity.
And I was really proud of that piece.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Thank you. It's a toaster. Yeah. Look, there's something I've never asked you before.
What's that?
How do you spell Neal? Is it with an A or with an I?
It's N-E-A-L.
Great. You know what's really cool?
What?
How many words rhyme with Neal? Every night the crowd gives me so much, and I wanted to give them something back. This tour was put together because of what the fans have done for me in the last couple of years.
I love you, Taylor, you're the best!
And so I wanted a lot of the fun things that we did and new concepts that we came up with to benefit those fans. And one of my favorite things about this tour is that we had a reward for the craziest fans. If they were just insane and crazy and had like costumes on and signs, and if they were just having a great time and dancing and like freaking out throughout the entire show, it's a possibility that they could get randomly picked for the tea party. The tea party is the gorgeous Moroccan tent, magical, enchanted looking living room that we have backstage.
I'm just so in love with you, Houston.
During the show, we would have a team of people that would go out there and look for the most over the top Taylor fans and then tell them that they're coming to the tea party after the show to meet Taylor. And that is usually when you hear shrieks in the audience. If you ever hear that high pitched scream when you're at a Fearless concert, most likely somebody has just gotten tea party passes.
We are in the tea party.
I wanted them to have a place to sit down, eat, feel comfortable, have something to drink, play ping pong, watch TV, do whatever they wanted to do, because they've made a lot of this possible for me. So that's why you'll see lots and lots of fans with signs to say, bring me to the tea party and tea party please. That's what goes down after the show every single night. It's really fun because nobody who goes to the tea party is expecting that they're gonna get picked. Who I just felt so grateful to have on my side. The Tea Party Room gives me an opportunity to say that to them.
and you give him a hug, and it really feels cool that we've done that every single night. I was never good at sports or anything that had a team element to it until this. My band had been with me for about 3 years now, which is just something I'm very proud of, because in the music industry, you have people just switching out players every 2 seconds. But we have a family. The band, they're my best friends.
Let's see. Al Wilson is an absolute loving and marvelous individual. Paul Sidoti is the jukebox. That guy knows everything there is to know about music. Grant Michaelson is the supermodel. He pulls off looks and that no one else in the world that I know can. Mike Meadows is the pillar that keeps us all steady. Liz Hewitt is the goofy little sister with the voice of an angel. Caitlin Evanson is an absolute rock star, a relentless stream of energy on stage. And then there's me.
Group of people who I'm gonna know for the rest of my life, and I want to know their kids, and I want to go to their weddings, and to see them live their lives for the past 3 or 4 years that I've known them has just been unbelievable. I couldn't live without them. They're my favorite people in the world. I've just always wanted to make everybody feel like they were part of a family.
She goes out of her way to make you feel a part of her life.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Thank you. Love it.
One thing that everyone knows about Paul is that he's obsessed with Kiss.
Absolutely.
Someone wants to talk to you. I think his name is Gene.
Hello? Hello? Hey, how you doing? Oh, my God.
We're a pretty cohesive unit, and it's inspiring. To be around and to be on stage with.
So there's no nerves, you know? It's a family, you know? It's a great place to be, and I'm more nervous walking around during the day than I am right before I go on stage with them.
I had no idea that I was going to become part of such a wonderful, loving family.
It creates this band of a bunch of different people, but we're all unique in a special way, and that's, you know, we're all best friends. It's a family. And that's what the magic is that you feel when we're up on stage every night.
She loves her fans. She loves her best friends. We are our family. And I think she kind of sums up love in her life by this.
They all know that I love doing this. And I do this in a lot of pictures. And I do this on stage.
For tonight's show, I would love to hear from
We pick someone to give a speech before we go on stage. And then afterward, we put our hands in and we say, now let's go out there and be fearless.
Let's go out there and be fearless.
Sharing this experience with them, unforgettable.
Beautiful today, Miss Taylor.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
The most unique things about my journey to Fearless is that I got to share this wonderful, crazy experience with my family.
On the Fearless tour backstage, they referred to me as Mama Swift.
And I don't mean to be, I really, I'm not trying to be a prude here, but if I'm the mom of a 10-year-old girl in the audience, there were just a couple of moves there that I would be like,
No, you're right, you're right.
Looking at that.
My mom has come out on the road with us, and she's always around.
I feel very lucky to be out on the Fearless Tour because I have a 20-year-old daughter, and a lot of 20-year-olds don't necessarily want to hang with their moms all the time, although I'm pretty lucky because mine apparently does.
Sometimes, you know, I mean, there's not much to do, so you'll just get a golf cart and, like,